The motto of the city of Chicago is Urbs in Horto, which is Latin for city in a garden. The Lurie Garden, which you see here, is part of a long tradition of urban gardens in Chicago. At the turn of the 20th century, with pollution from industry building up in cities everywhere, gardens were seen as the lungs of the city. Then, as now, parks and green space offered the common person an escape from the hectic pace of city life, an opportunity to relax and reflect. Colleen Schutz, head horticulturalist for Millennium Park, will describe Lurie Garden for us. Look at the large metal frames filled with trees that surround the space.
So one of the first things you'll notice about the Lurie Garden, which everybody asks about, is what we call the shoulder hedge, which is representative of the big shoulders of Chicago. The shoulder hedge is made up of both plant material that keeps its leaves green all year long, which is evergreen, and then it has some trees in there that lose its leaves, which are called deciduous. And together, the goal is that these trees will create a solid screen. This is going to take quite some time. So it's technically a screen hedge in progress. And it's very nice, though, because it protects the inside of the garden from the noise, from the wind. And as you walk into the Lurie Garden, it's definitely more tranquil and calm. And you feel it as you pass through the garden. Outside of the Lurie Garden, it's very energetic. There's music, there's people, there's sprawling grass. And you step in and all of a sudden, your senses calm down. And that's what this garden's about.
If you walk through the shoulder hedge and into the center of the garden, you'll see a wooden boardwalk bordered by a small stream of water and a wall. This is the seam, which separates the garden into the dark plate and the light plate. Lurie Garden is more than a collection of plants. Gustafson Guthrie Nickel Limited, the design team, sought to capture some of Chicago's history in this landscape. The dark plate on the east side of the boardwalk, above the wall, represents Chicago's past, and the light plate on the west side represents the city's bright future.
The dark plate is more lush. It has textures, bolder foliage. The light plate is a little bit more, has more of a silhouette to it. It's finer textured, it moves with the wind, and it's definitely taller plant material.
Lurie Garden also reflects current trends in landscape architecture. Through a combination of native and non-native plants, the garden replicates the ecosystem of a Midwestern prairie. This means less water and less maintenance.
Our goal is to leave the plant material up during the winter, and it's very nice for visitors who come in all days of the year, as well as for people who live and work in the buildings surrounding Millennium Park. They can look down and see structure, they can see life, even if it's plants that are sleeping. And they're looking mostly at different shades of browns and yellows, and the garden's sleeping, but it's still alive.
At night, the Lurie Garden is dramatically lit and takes on a completely different look.
Lots of big, bold blasts of color and light, but it's relaxing and soothing at the same time.
The garden is named after the Lurie family, whose generous donation not only helped fund the construction of the garden, but will cover the costs of maintenance.
This is a garden that is always going to be growing and evolving. What you see today is going to be changing, and 5 years from now, it will look different and be more mature.